You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode on building an IP capability with Serious Games comes from Magnus Hochvog.
All right, so let's dive into IP training. IP training, but not the kind of IP training you might think. Like when you hear IP training, you probably think lawyers. But no.
Exactly.
This is for you. If you're out there and you're in the world of innovation, design, or creative work, think of this deep dive as a shortcut. Your shortcut to IP literacy.
I love that. And you know, IT is really the backbone of how you protect and leverage your creations. But it can be a little bit of a jungle sometimes. All that jargon.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Exactly. And that's why I think this source material is so fascinating. We're looking at a blog post from House of Knowledge. They're a consultancy that specializes in IP strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And the authors, Magnus Hochvog and Håvard Almås, they bring a really cool kind of mix of experience to this whole IP training conversation.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. Magnus was actually part of the team that literally defined the terms. I mean, we're talking international standards here. The terms that we use for innovation management.
Wow.
So he knows what he's talking about. And then you have Håvard, who's a researcher and really focuses on organizational psychology. So he brings in that human element, like how people learn and work together, especially when it comes to a topic that's as complex as IP.
I love that. So we've got this powerhouse duo breaking down IP training.
Mm-hmm.
And they start by acknowledging
the elephant in the room.
Yeah. IP can seem intimidating.
Yeah.
But they assure us it's more about understanding what you need.
Mm.
What you need versus becoming an expert overnight.
Yeah, that's right. Start with the need to know. So instead of trying to learn every single detail, right, think about your goals first. Like, let's say you're a musician and you're recording your first album. Your IP needs are going to be different from, say, a tech startup that's developing a new app.
So it's like a musician would need to understand copyright to protect their music. And then a tech startup would be more focused on patents for their inventions.
Exactly. So are you trying to license your work? Are you trying to collaborate with others? That's going to inform what aspects of IP are most relevant to you.
Makes so much sense. It's like learning a new language. You don't need to know every word in the dictionary to have a conversation. This need-to-know approach, this applies to teams as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, not everyone on your team needs to be an IP lawyer. But collectively, you should have a grasp of the basics. So think about it. Who in your team is the go-to person for IP questions?
Yeah.
If there isn't one, that might be a gap that you need to address.
Right. Even if you're not the designated IP expert, just having that basic understanding can help you protect your own work, avoid potential pitfalls. And the blog post really emphasizes this idea of practical, contextualized learning.
Yeah, it's not just about abstract legal concepts. It's about how IP plays out in the real world, in your specific industry and context.
So learning about Google's IP strategy might be really interesting, but it's not going to be as helpful for a small business owner as, say, understanding how to protect their unique product design.
You got it. It's about making those connections between the theory and your everyday work. You know, good IP training should build on what you already know and help you see how those existing skills and knowledge connect to these new IP concepts.
It's like if you're a visual artist, you already have this really deep understanding of creativity and originality, and then IP training kind of comes in.
Yeah.
And it helps you apply that knowledge to the legal and business side of things.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. And, you know, speaking of making learning more engaging, more practical, the authors bring up an approach that I find particularly fascinating. It's the use of serious games.
Games. Okay, this sounds interesting. Now, we're not talking about Monopoly or Candy Crush, are we?
Not quite. Serious games are designed specifically for learning and development. You know, think of it like a flight simulator.
Mm.
But for IP, so you get to try out different strategies, make decisions, see the consequences, all in a safe environment without any real-world risk.
Okay, so it's a way to test your IP knowledge, your decision-making skills, in this fun and interactive way.
Yeah.
So what kind of scenarios do these games present?
It could be anything from navigating licensing agreements to dealing with potential infringement issues. Imagine a game where you're running a startup. And you have to make choices about patenting your technology or protecting your brand identity. And you get to see how those decisions play out. You learn from your mistakes and you develop a much deeper understanding of IP strategy.
So it's not just about memorizing legal terms. It's actually applying them in a dynamic and realistic setting. I can see how that would be way more effective than just reading a textbook.
And what's really cool is that these serious games, they also highlight the importance of different perspectives. You know, IP is rarely a black and white issue. There's usually not one right answer.
Yeah, it's a really good point. Different people on a team might have very different approaches to an IP challenge, depending on their roles, their experience.
Exactly. You know, someone from the marketing team might be focused on brand protection, while an engineer might be thinking about patent strategy. Those diverse viewpoints, they're so valuable when it comes to crafting effective IP solutions.
So it's almost like these games encourage a more collaborative, a more holistic approach to IP, which I think is really refreshing.
It is. It's about moving away from the idea of IP as this isolated legal domain and integrating it into how we create, how we innovate, and how we do business. Mm-hmm. And that's really one of the things I think that makes this this blog post so insightful. You know, it's not just about the legal nuts and bolts of IP. It's about making it accessible and engaging for everyone.
Yeah, because most of us aren't lawyers, right? Like, the legal jargon can be such a barrier.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's like they've managed to bridge this gap
between
like the complexities and the actual practical realities for creators and innovators.
Yeah, I think that's where their combined expertise really shines through. We talked about Magnus Hochvog, you know, his experience literally shaping the language of innovation management.
Right. He's the CEO of House of Knowledge. He was on that team that defined the terms that we use.
Precisely. But it's interesting how that pairs with his co-author, Havard Almos, who brings a whole other, kind of a whole other perspective.
Remind me about his background.
So he's a researcher. He focuses on organizational psychology. So he's not just looking at the legal side of IP, but also how people learn, how people work together and make decisions, especially when it comes to complex topics.
So they've got this perfect blend of legal expertise and understanding that human element. It's no wonder their take on IP training is so practical.
Yeah, and engaging.
They're not just telling you what IP is, but how to actually understand and apply it in your own work. And I think that's really a key takeaway. You know, for our listeners out there, you know, when you're looking for IP training, whether it's for yourself or your team, don't just focus on the content.
So you're saying we should also consider like the instructors and their approach? Oh, absolutely. Look for those who can bridge that gap between the theory and the practical, who understand how people learn best, and who can make the subject matter truly resonate with you.
It makes so much sense. Like, you wouldn't want to learn a new language from someone who's just like droning on and on about grammar rules, right?
Yeah.
You'd want someone who can help you have a conversation.
Exactly. And I think that's where this whole idea of serious games comes in. You know, it's a way to make IP training more interactive, more engaging, and dare I say, fun.
We touched on this a little bit earlier,
but
I'm really intrigued by this concept. Can you give some more concrete examples of what these serious games might look like in practice?
Sure. Imagine a game where you're presented with a real-world IP scenario. Let's say you've come up with a brilliant new invention and you need to decide whether to file a patent or keep it a trade secret.
Okay, so you're put in the shoes of the innovator. You have to make these tough decisions.
Exactly, and the game walks you through the different options. It explains the pros and cons of each choice, and then it shows you the potential consequences.
So it's not just about memorizing legal definitions. It's about understanding how these concepts play out in real life.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is you're learning by doing in a safe environment where you can experiment, make mistakes without any real-world repercussions.
I love that idea. It's like a risk-free sandbox for exploring IP strategy. And the blog post mentions that these games can also be great for team building and fostering collaboration.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of these serious games are designed for groups, you know, encouraging players to work together, share their perspectives, and come up with creative solutions to IP challenges.
So it's not just about individual learning. It's about building this shared understanding of IP within a team.
Exactly. And that's so important because in the real world, IP rarely falls neatly into one person's domain. It often requires collaboration between different departments, from legal to marketing to engineering.
Right, because everyone brings a different perspective to the table. The marketer might be thinking about brand protection, while the engineer is focused on the technical aspects of the invention.
Exactly. And that's something that these serious games can really highlight, the value of diverse perspectives and the need for collaboration when it comes to IP strategy.
So it's about breaking down those silos.
Right.
And creating a more holistic and integrated approach to IP, which again, this blog post really emphasizes.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that IP is not just a legal issue, but a critical business asset that needs to be managed strategically with input from everyone involved.
It really feels like a shift in mindset,
yeah.
From IP being like this hurdle you have to get over to seeing it as a tool for innovation and growth.
I agree. And that's something I think Magnus and Hovard really drive home in this post. You know, effective IP training. It isn't about turning everyone into a lawyer. It's about giving them the knowledge and the confidence to actually navigate that IP landscape in a way that supports their creative and business goals.
And they make a strong case, I think, for that need-to-know principle that we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, like, why try to learn everything when you can just focus on what's actually relevant to your situation?
Yeah, exactly. It's about identifying your IP needs based on your goals. So are you a freelancer who's trying to protect your designs? Are you a startup who's seeking investment and needs to, like, showcase your IP assets? You know, once you know what you want to achieve, then you can really home in on that IP knowledge. That's going to help you get there.
And it's not just about individual learning either, right? It's about building a culture of IP awareness.
Yeah.
Within teams and organizations.
Absolutely. You know, having those open conversations about IP, knowing who to go to for specific expertise, making sure everyone understands the basics. That's how you create a truly IP-savvy organization.
Yeah, I love how they talk about the value of diverse perspectives.
Yeah.
When it comes to IP strategy, it's not just about having one designated IP person, but it's about encouraging everyone to contribute their ideas.
Absolutely, because as we've seen with these serious games, different people bring different viewpoints to the table. You know, someone from the marketing team might spot a potential trademark issue that an engineer might overlook, and vice versa.
It's like that saying, two heads are better than one. But in this case, it's more like a whole team of diverse minds is better than one IP expert.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a really powerful takeaway. For anyone who's involved in, you know, innovation or creative work, don't be afraid to engage with IP, to ask questions, to challenge assumptions, and to bring your unique perspective to the conversation.
Because ultimately, IP is about protecting and leveraging the power of ideas.
Yeah.
And those ideas can come from anyone, anywhere within an organization.
Yeah, that's right. So as you continue on your own IP journey, just remember, it's not about becoming a legal expert overnight. It's about understanding those basics, knowing where to find resources, and just feeling confident in your ability to navigate the IP landscape in a way that supports your goals.
And the more we talk about this, the more I realize, like, a little IP knowledge can go such a long way. It's not about memorizing all this jargon, but just understanding how to protect your work, collaborate effectively, and avoid those common pitfalls.
Exactly. And don't forget to have some fun with it, too. You know, explore those serious games, engage in those brainstorming sessions, turn IP learning into this collaborative and engaging experience.
Because at the end of the day, IP is all about fostering creativity and innovation. So go out there, armed with knowledge and confidence, and make those brilliant ideas a reality.
We hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into IP training. And remember, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep those creative sparks flying.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.